This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, remember years ago, we were talking about mouse wrist, where if you're using your mouse and you don't necessarily have the proper support and you're using the mouse on your computer, not like a house mouse or a pet mouse, we're talking about your mouse and your computer, your wrist is hyperextended. Okay, everybody look at, well, you guys are driving. All right, so it's hard to say, but for any of you guys at home, when you rest your wrist down and you're playing with your mouse, your hand has to be up. Now, your wrist wants to generally be neutral or maybe in a little bit of flexion. It doesn't want to always be hyperextended. So you end up getting, quote-unquote, mouse wrist. Well, then, a few years later, we started to talk about thumb issues as people were texting. And they were calling it texting thumb, but now they're calling it smartphone thumb. And they say the doctors are seeing that this is plaguing more and more people, and this is really getting worse. Okay? We used to only see, quote-unquote, smartphone thumb in factory workers. Now we're seeing it in almost all sorts of populations. They say it's a tendonitis, and it's when the tendon that bends and flexes the thumb becomes inflamed. According to Dr. The Mayo Clinic, more and more people are complaining about this type of pain in their thumb each year. They said, my phone is a huge part of my life, according to Scott C. Husen, told CBS Minnesota recently, as he sat alone with a smartphone at a picnic table by Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis. I do. I take my phone to the picnic table, Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis. See, my network is in, Blake, are you there? See, my network is in Minneapolis, near St. Paul, near Egan. Blake, you there? Burnsville. Where's Lake Calhoun?
Then you're acting like I know my own state.
Well, they say near, it's in Minneapolis, but Minneapolis is a big city. So I guess if there's a lake, you know, that would be hard to find.
Yeah, it's somewhere near the metro, I know.
Oh, okay, so there's got to be some lake there somewhere. All right, anyway, so there's some guy sitting there with a smartphone. All right, thanks, Blake, for our geography lesson. Okay, you see, I'm not the only one. When you guys come to Las Vegas and you're like, I want to go to the Flamingo or I want to go to the Mirage, and I go, I forget what street that's on. Okay, don't be mad at me, because if Blake doesn't know where a lake is in his town, you can't expect me to know where a hotel is in my town, okay? You got to cut me some slack, even though actually we Vegas people, we kind of do know where all the hotels are. Every now and then you get this new hotel. Like, there's this hotel that's been out called the D. I've been there. It's a great hotel. But it's like, that's kind of new compared to the old 80s type of hotels that we know about. Anyway, let's talk about our thumb. So Dr. Kristen Zhao, a biomedical engineer at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, explained what might be happening inside the hand to cause smartphone thumb. And here's a hypothesis for those of you guys holding your smartphone right now. Wait a second. If you guys are driving, you're not supposed to have your smartphone in your hand. Who waved? Okay, guys, put your smartphone down. Well, not because you're going to get smartphone thumb, but you're going to get into an accident. Anyway, one of the hypotheses is that the joints get loose and lax, and because of that, the bones kind of move differently than they would in a normal situation. Zhao and a team of colleagues have been studying smartphone thumb for the last 7 years. She said the movements we require our thumbs to make as we hold our phones are awkward. It's also a movement that requires some force through the thumbs, so when you press on your phone, you are interacting with your phone. So it's not just free movement in space, there's a force. And what was that law of physics? For every force, there's an equal, and or just there's an equal force? Or there's a, I don't know what the heck. But anyway, there's a lot of forces going on with the thumb. So, too much texting could possibly lead to arthritis of the thumb. Now, here's the thing. I know a lot of you guys are like, okay, I don't really give a damn about this. But you may have to. Okay? I don't know if you guys have ever hurt your hand to the point that you can't use your phone. There's some of you guys shaking your head right now because you're like, wait a second, I could not use my phone. I couldn't text because I'm right-handed. You hurt your thumb. You're in a cast. You have an issue with your wrist. You can't communicate. And what is the number one, you know, way that we as Americans communicate now? Is it talking? Is it high-fiving? Is it fist bumping? Is it, you know, no, it's the way we communicate on our phones. That's how we email. That's how we, you know, more people email on their smartphone than they do on their, you know, computer. So this now can affect work, et cetera. They also want to stop children from getting pain. Children are having issues also. So first, doctors say you got to take a break. You got to give your thumbs a break. Okay? Some of you sit on your thumbs. Some of you hitchhike. Just, you know, just give your thumbs a break. They say mix up your method by using your forefinger to peck at the screen or use your voice to dictate a message. Now, that's something that I need to practice doing. I don't do the voice-activated dictation text. I don't do that because I speak too fast, and the phone always gets it wrong. So it's like, let's say I have to text my husband. So I'm like, how come you didn't call me back? You got to put your phone on, and you're not even answering my texts. What? Okay, so that's what I dictate to my phone. And all my phone or Siri gets from that is, what? That's all they get. They don't get any of the other stuff. So then I got to sit there and type it out anyway. So you got to take periodic rest. Oh, they interviewed a frequent texter, Samantha Alsadi. She's a frequent texter. She was walking her dog and using her phone at the same lake, right? So this is that same lake in Minneapolis. Boy, it looks like there's a lot of people there with their phones. They should call it like, you know, lake smartphone. And she goes, I don't know if it will charge people's or change people's habits like addiction, but it's nice to know that we're already thinking about that. Okay, see, nobody interviews me when I'm sitting there with my phone and my dog. The Mayo Clinic study is ongoing, and researchers have not yet reached any conclusions. But what doctors don't already know about osteoarthritis and the thumb is that it occurs more in women than men. Now, that's interesting, because I give my husband a hard time. I always accuse him of sitting there with his thumb, in, you know, and sitting on his thumb. And you would think he would have a worse thumb than I would, because we women, we don't have time for that. We're busy. So why would women's thumbs, maybe it's because we communicate more. Like my husband's texts, they're usually maybe monosyllabic. No. Yeah, actually, no. Now he does Y, N, or K. He just types a letter. Me, I'm like, positive affirmation of what you just said, period. See? I'll like put a whole lot of, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. And we got Blake working on the dials. All right. Researchers may have a way to combat superbugs. And this story says, according to CNN, researchers are amplifying an antibiotic of last resort in hope to battle superbugs. Now, that does not sound very promising to me. All right? That does not. I'm thinking when you hear that they are taking a last resort antibiotic, that means that we're already on a last resort, and that they are trying to amplify it. I would really feel better if I heard of maybe a second or third, right? You know, maybe antibiotic coming around the bend. But when you're hearing that they are amplifying an antibiotic, I'm like, well, so as a scientist, the United States have developed a vital tool in the battle against superbugs. And they are re-engineering a decades-old antibiotic. It saves some money. The modified version of the antibiotic vancomycin is believed to be much more effective at fighting enterococci bacteria. Now, enterococci, it's cockeyed. Enterococci is, that's plural for coccus. And enterococcus is one bacteria. Enterococci is plural, which kind of makes you wonder, how many times do you actually see a coccus? You don't really see a coccus. See cocci, cocci. You actually pronounce it cocci. Anyway, so we find this bacteria in hospitals. It can also get into wound infections, blood infections, etc. The drug has been used for 60 years. It's described as an antibiotic of last resort, used only after treatment with other antibiotics has failed. But some infections have become resistant even to vancomycin in its current form. The research team from the Scripps Research Institute in San Diego, California, described the new drug as magical in its strength. See? It's magically delicious. Yeah, magical. They said it could be years, however, before the completion of clinical trials needed to turn the lab discovery into a mass-produced medicine, according to Dr. Andrew Edwards. Okay, so basically they did this study, and vancomycin is a medication we've used for a variety of very serious illnesses, including Clostridium difficile. And what they did is when they messed around with it, it gave a 1,000-fold increase in activity. So what that means is if a doctor needs to use that medication or a medical provider needs to use that medication to knock out bacteria, then what ends up happening is they could use a little bit less of it. It works on bacteria in three ways to make it harder for them to develop resistance. They say this increases the durability of this antibiotic. Okay? They say organisms just can't simultaneously work to find a way around three independent mechanisms of action. They need to find a solution to one of those. And basically, and we've talked about how antibiotics have to work, you have to knock the sucker out in the first punch. You get one punch. True, you can take the medication for a week, 2 weeks, a month even, but you need to knock out that bacteria bug, ideally with the first blow. And the reason why is if that bacteria survives and makes new babies with its super genes, the rest of those days the bacteria don't do jack diddly squat. Now, I happen to think that these antibiotics do something else. Okay? I don't know if there's some sort of an anti-inflammatory something with it. Because, again, I can't explain why people who have a sore throat and cough take a Z-Pak and by day one they're feeling better. When, you know, usually it's viral. It's not even bacterial. You know, but people say, look, I take a Z-Pak and I feel better that night. Now, why is that? Is there something to that antibiotic that decreases inflammation, helps with the pain of it, helps you feel, you know, what else is going on? And so we still haven't studied that. Basically, these antibiotics that we have been, you know, working with since the 1940s, they kill bugs a certain way or they make them static where they prevent them from doing what they need to do and then they eventually die on their own. But antibiotic resistance, where these bacteria, they make progeny that can grow and then become better and better and better. They say it's rising to dangerously high levels around the world, threatening the ability to treat common infections like pneumonia, tuberculosis, blood poisoning, gonorrhea, etc. And so Dr. Edwards said it was just a very simple modification that they had to do. So we're on to something. I'm just not excited about this, people. This is a problem. We got these good antibiotics. We got these great antibiotics. It makes sense to tweak antibiotics that we have. Call it like a super vancomycin. I don't know what they're going to call it, but they may call it vancomycin super. You know, you have vancomycin light, vancomycin super. I don't know what they would call it. But we're still so far behind fighting the superbug fight. And I'm scared. Okay, I know what pathogens can do. Okay, Ebola is a virus, but we saw what that did. That is some scary, scary stuff. Now, one of you had written last week about why do we use antibiotics in the first place with our body's host defense mechanisms. Aren't antibiotics weakening us? And that's a very good question. So one of my listeners wanted to know why would we even use the antibiotic? And she was talking about more minor issues where we should probably stop all minor use of antibiotics because it's weakening us. Well, here's the thing. when it comes to sepsis or infection or pneumonia, it's the wrong place at the wrong time. And it could be the littlest of bugs. And the problem we have is the unpredictability. You would think that we could predict the coccus and the cocci and the bacilli and the bacillus and, you know, all these little bacteria that we deal with. You would think we would be able to predict it, okay? But we don't. And, you know, many people have said, let's go after the doctors and the medical providers prescribing the medications. The problem with that is, and I've seen emails discussing that same thing, and I've ripped you guys a new one. You know, I can't read them on air because I'm not allowed to rip you guys a new one on air, but I've definitely had a bone to pick with you guys who think going after the medical providers is the way to go. I mean, that's why we're in this narcotic mess, you know, and we're seeing heroin use on the rise. You can't just sit there and go after the medical providers. True, we are the gatekeepers, and we could say no antibiotic for you, but you can't sit there and make laws or make new policy without at the same time simultaneously offering some sort of a protection from a lawsuit, right? We medical providers are smart. We know that there's going to be that 1 in 1,000 chance or 1 in 100 chance that somebody who doesn't get that infection taken care of can, with an ear infection, go deaf, with a lung infection, go into pneumonia, with a bladder infection, go into a pyelonephritis, an infection of the kidney, and possibly sepsis. So we know that certain infections can go rogue and can go bad. And if we do not write an antibiotic, right, in fear of, adding to resistance, and something happens to that person, we are going to be crucified in a courtroom. Look at what happened with that Georgia girl who had the necrotizing fasciitis. She ziplined. We talk about this story all the time. She was ziplining. She suffered a major laceration in her thigh. The ER doctor irrigated it, sewed it up, sent her home without antibiotics. She came back a couple days later going, this really, really hurts. So they gave her some pain medication, but no antibiotics. They say, well, it looks good. I don't see any red. I don't see any pus. Again, it was a deep, deep gash. Comes back again. I don't know if it was the third or the fourth doctor, but one of them finally goes, you want to know what? Let me give you an antibiotic. Unfortunately, by then it was too late. That infection was so deep below the tissues, which is why you couldn't see any redness or pus, that the infection went along the fascia called necrotizing fasciitis. She ended up going into sepsis, and she ended up losing a bunch of her limbs. My guess is those medical providers are getting sued. So rather than commending and, patting the doctor on the back for not giving her an antibiotic, we're all looking at him like he's an idiot. You don't, with a deep wound that happened in the forest, not treat with antibiotics. So we can't just expect, and this was a young teenage girl, healthy immune system, supposedly. What about that boy that was smoking weed that Thanksgiving? And then all of a sudden had a double pneumonia, went into lung failure, pulmonary failure, needed a bilateral lung transplant. And this double lung transplant he finally gets, but he dies anyway. That was an infection that went to his lungs. Okay, we never know. You can't just say, well, they're young, or they're older, or they're non-diabetic, or they work out at the gym. You can't say that. So true, simple infections, yeah, you probably don't have to treat with antibiotics. But since we never know, you know, when a sinus infection is going to go bad, or an ear infection is going to go bad, or a throat infection is going to go bad, we're going to treat and we're going to knock it out. So it's tough. I don't know what the answer is. But keep your comments coming. 1-877-DOCELLY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rebel up. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so what's going on here? Suspected drug thefts persist at VA centers. Oh, my gosh, does the VA hospitals, do they need any more? I don't think they need any more bad publicity. This is ridiculous. All right. I guess federal authorities are investigating dozens of new cases of possible opioid and other drug theft by employees of Veterans Affairs hospitals. So I guess the problem's not going away as more prescriptions disappear. Data was obtained by the Associated Press shows 36 criminal investigations opened by the VA Inspector General's office from October 1 through May 19th. It brings the total number of open criminal cases to 108 involving theft or unauthorized drug use. Most of these probes typically lead to criminal charges. The numbers are an increase from a similar period from the previous year. They say the VA has pledged a zero tolerance in drug theft. Well, of course, I think we all agree on that. Following an AP story in February about a sharp rise in reported cases of stolen or missing drugs at the VA since 2009. Now they say, according to Hutch News, doctors, nurses, and pharmacy staff in the VA's network of more than 160 medical centers and 1,000 clinics are suspected of siphoning away controlled substances for their own use or street sale, sometimes at the harm of patients, or drugs simply vanish without explanation. Doctors, nurses, pharmacy staff, how do you dedicate your life to, you know, healthcare and service such as that, okay, civilian or not, and take medications? They say drug thefts are a growing problem at private hospitals as well as the government-run VA as the illegal use of opioids has increased in the United States. They say separate data from the DEA obtained by the AP under the Freedom of Information Act show the rate of reported missing drugs at VA health facilities was more than double that of the private sector. DEA investigators cited a part of larger quantity of drugs kept in stock at the bigger VA medical centers to treat a higher volume of patients, whether they were outpatient, inpatient. Plus, they also distribute medications by mail. Now, Senator Marco Rubio from Florida said the AP's findings were troubling. He urged Congress to pass bipartisan accountability legislation. He was co-sponsoring that would give the agency the tools needed to dismiss employees engaged in misconduct. You need to fire their butts immediately. We had somebody steal from us. We've had actually multiple people steal, unfortunately. And so what was interesting was, not interesting, scary, I should say, was we had a stat kit. And the stat kit was in case I ever had to intubate somebody, etc. And there was Valium within the stat kit. And the nurse stole the Valium. And, you know, as soon as we found out, we fired her butt immediately. And she had a lot of red flags in terms of, she admitted to it. She had a lot of red flags in terms of, you know, doctor, let me order the supplies for you. And where are your controlled substances? I'll be in charge of that. Give me the key. Like, we don't have controlled substances here. Stat kit was locked. She found the key to that one. But nope, we don't have any controlled substances. She goes, well, you know, you should have some Valium on board. You should have some Valium here just in case. No, I don't. We don't really need the Valium. So, you know, people steal. And you have to fire them right away. That one nurse that took the flu shots to run a flu shot clinic saying she was Dr. Dahlia. Yeah, her hair was all ratty, just like mine, bleach blonde. It was, she looked almost like me, unfortunately. And she pretended to be me, giving flu shots. The big problem, though, is she didn't steal as many syringes as she took shots. And that makes me very nervous. We did contact the police and she was arrested. So we're not naive. We know stuff happens in medical centers, medical offices. I just don't understand how a nurse or a doctor or a pharmacist to go through all that training and go through all that work would then, you know, become a criminal. I just don't get that. They say in February, the VA announced efforts to combat drug thefts, including employee drug tests and added inspections. Top VA officials in Washington, led by VA Secretary Dave Shulkin, pledged to be more active, holding conference calls with health facilities to develop plans and reviewing data to flag problems. The department said it will consider more internal audits. Criminal investigators said it was hard to say whether new safeguards are helping. They say prescription drug diversion is a multifaceted, egregious healthcare issue. Veterans may be denied necessary medications or their proper dosage in medical records may contain false information to hide the diversion. People faking the drawing of the medication, people swapping healthcare providers swapping saline for the medication. The fact that this happened to our veterans ticks me off even more. So, if you were a veteran, and would love to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, you know, have you visited a VA center, you know, lately? How how's the care been? You know, we heard it was getting better. We heard that some facilities were really rock stars in terms of delivering great care, in terms of seeing you guys and ladies, as soon as possible. But unfortunately, we're still hearing about this stupid stuff. They say in one case, a registered nurse in the spinal cord injury ward at the VA Medical Center in Richmond was sentenced after admitted to stealing oxycodone tablets and fentanyl patches from the VA medication dispensers. The nurse said she would sometimes shortchange the amount of pain medication prescribed to patients, taking the remainder to satisfy her addiction. Healthcare worker addiction is something that doesn't get talked about a lot. We know it's out there because we hear these stories of nurses or doctors undercutting, right, shortchanging the patient so they could take the medication home. And then when the patient's like, I'm in pain, I'm in pain. They walk out the hallway going, look, yeah, they're an addict. And people have been getting away with this for a long time. And where does the addiction start? Well, one thing that could be happening is, you know, when you're in the healthcare field, you have a lot of knowledge. And you learn about medications and you know what medications can do. And with this knowledge, unfortunately, ignorance is bliss. But once you know that there's something out there that causes euphoria and you have a bad day or you have some bad pain and you're like, look, I saw a patient try it. You know, the medication's right there. I would love to try it. I would love to find out what it does. And remember how addictive these medications are. You try it once. Sometimes that's all you need to become addicted. You know, when we were in medical school, you would get samples of medications. And remember I told you how a bunch of us tried the Viagra? We were like, I want to know what it does. And me and the females, doctors were like, okay, well, what does it do to females? Okay, everybody's asking for Viagra for women. I don't think it works. Well, I took Viagra. No, it didn't work. In fact, I think my heart felt weird. I just did not like it. So, you know, that's how I tested Viagra for women. And you look, medical providers do this. They go, look, I'll try the cholesterol medication. I want to see if it hurts. Or I'll try the glucophage. I want to see if it bothers my stomach. You know, I'll take the Viagra. I want to see if it does make me see blue, you know, or, you know, so, you know, people want to, when you are a scientist, as a medical provider is, okay, you want to know, you want to study the drugs you're giving a person. I've never really taken thyroid medication. I've never taken fentanyl. I haven't taken a smoking cessation drug. So, you know, when a patient goes, no, I took Chantix and I got real bad dreams and I got suicidal, part of me wants to know what that felt like so I could then understand. But you can't. When you're a healthy individual, you can't be taking all these medications just to see what it feels like. Sometimes these side effects you don't notice until you're on the medication for a while. But it wasn't until I finally had a reaction to sulfa drug for me to appreciate what a drug reaction was and what an allergy was. That scared the hell out of me. So I didn't want to take any pills after that, especially antibiotics for a while. But once you undergo something, you learn a lot. You learn. Boy, do you learn. Wow, do you learn. If you take a medication and it makes you sick. And so, unfortunately, sometimes curiosity kills the cat. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Speaks speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they say scientists have created a faster, less labor-intensive test to detect hidden HIV. They say the search to develop an HIV cure has long been difficult, overwhelming, and we haven't found a cure yet. We've talked about why not. HIV is one of the smartest viruses, and we found out earlier this year that not only does the HIV virus, the human immunodeficiency virus, that could unfortunately cause AIDS, acquired immunodeficiency syndrome, not only does this virus infect T cells, the T cells, especially the T helper cells that fight infection, but they may also hide out in macrophages. And macrophages are cells that help get rid of bacteria and viruses and bad things in your body. Okay. According to a study published in Nature Medicine, scientists at the University of Pittsburgh Graduate School of Public Health have created a test sensitive enough to detect hidden HIV. The test, which is faster, less labor-intensive, and less expensive than the current gold standard test, has revealed that the amount of virus lurking dormant in HIV people appearing to be nearly cured is about 70-fold larger than previous estimates. They say globally there are substantial efforts to cure people of HIV by finding ways to eradicate this reservoir. It's a latent reservoir of virus that stubbornly persists in patients despite their best therapies. But those efforts aren't going to progress if we don't have any tests that are sensitive and practical enough to tell doctors if someone is truly cured. So they say the CD4 positive T cells are a type of white blood cell that plays the, you know, a huge role in protecting our immune system and fighting the infection off, which is why HIV is so super smart, because it infects the one cell that can kill it. HIV spreads when it makes these CD4 T cells make more HIV. So we have antiretroviral therapies that treat HIV, and it's reached to the point where when we test an HIV patient who we believe is quote-unquote cured, we look at their viral load, and we've seen their viral load really down low. However, that doesn't mean it's completely gone. It could be latent and hiding out. HIV knows how to hide. They say the majority of HIV DNA integrated into these cells is defective, which means it would not cause infection. And when the HIV therapy starts working, it's important to find whether the HIV DNA that the test detects could in fact create more viruses and cause a person to relapse if therapy is stopped. They can say, consequently, according to newsmedical.net, the test must be able to show that the detected virus can replicate by growing the virus from the sample. So they have this test called the quantitative viral outgrowth assay. The test has many disadvantages, such as it may provide only a minimal estimate of the latent HIV reservoir size, requirement of large blood volumes, labor intensive, time consuming, expensive, etc. But the team led by Dr. Gupta have developed a test called TZA. The test works by detecting a gene that is turned on only in the presence of replicating HIV. So the virus then gets flagged to technicians. Compared with the QVOA test where it takes 2 weeks, the TZA test results are produced in 1 week. Also, it's about a third the cost. And it requires less blood volume, less labor intensive. Remember, we want to do these tests where we can just poke your finger eventually. These TZA tests need a low cell requirement. And so basically what they're saying is they need to be able to figure out, even if you have a HIV virus that's latent and in a reservoir, they still have to replicate. Otherwise, they die off. So being able to pick them up at that level is amazing. So we're making some headway. What we're not making some headway on is lawnmowers. Nearly 13 children are injured by lawnmowers every day. Did you guys realize this? Lawnmowers. 13 kids are being hurt by lawnmowers. A new study found lawnmower injuries in children are more common than previously thought, with up to 4,800 children injured each year by lawnmowers. Researchers at the Center for Injury Research and Policy at Nationwide Children's Hospital found that while there's been a decrease in the number of injuries to children by lawnmowers, there are still a cause for concern, with an average of 13 children being treated in the emergency room for lawnmower injuries each year. They say while we're happy to see that the number is going down, we obviously still have issues. They say younger children under the age of 5 are more likely to be injured by touching the hot surface of the mower, with 15% burn injuries. Younger children were also more likely to have back over injuries or bystander passenger injuries. But the most common type of injuries were cuts, making up to 39% of all lawnmower-related injuries. Children between 5 and 17 were more likely to be struck or cut by the lawnmower or a projectile. So, I mean, the kids have got to be far away. Kids should not be pushing a lawnmower unless they're 12 or above. They say if you want to operate a ride-on lawnmower, you got to be 16. Children should not be the passengers on ride-on lawnmowers with children younger than 16 indoors when the lawnmower is being used. Of course, they want to ride with Daddy. Daddy's in the lawnmower. I want to ride with Daddy. The mom's like, mom's like, no, you're going to stay inside. And Dad's like, well, why not? I'll hold her. I'm with her. It's fine. So now mom, looks like a meanie. And the baby and the kid's like, yay, Daddy's awesome. Mom sucks. Then the baby runs out to Daddy. Daddy holds baby. And then he lawn mows. The baby thinks Daddy's like the best thing in the world. Hey, look, I know. I had a daddy, too. I couldn't stand my mom. I loved my dad. I couldn't stand my mom growing up. Now, dads, you make sure the kids are indoors when you're lawn mowing. They say automatic safety measures built into lawnmowers are the best way to prevent injuries. You got to use shields to keep hands and feet from getting under the mower. Oh, yeah, Daddy, my toy. And these kids are fast. You got to be careful because they'll project blades from large objects. You have to prevent back over injuries, which are obviously the most devastating. Lawnmowers should have a no-mowing reverse mechanism and an override switch located behind the driver's seat to force operators to look behind them. Crazy stuff. It's stupid we have to talk about this, but we do. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so Zika virus. Zika virus, we're finding out now, is in India. And on Friday, the World Health Organization said India's health ministry had confirmed 3 cases of the mosquito-borne virus from the city of Ahmedabad in western Gujarat state. Now, authorities said the cases were reported in a bustling neighborhood between November 2016 and 2017. The infection, obviously, has been linked to severe birth defects, microcephaly, etc. And viruses spread by mosquitoes. But I guess people are wondering why we didn't hear about the India cases sooner. All right? I don't know. I mean, I guess a 34-year-old woman delivered a clinically well baby on November 9th, 2016. The 22-year-old woman was tested positive for the virus in her 37th week of pregnancy. All right? None of them had traveled outside the country. And they said the 2 pregnant mothers have delivered healthy babies, and the 64-year-old senior citizen has shown no complications at all. Because apparently these 3 cases were 2 women, aged 22 and 34, and a 64-year-old man. The government consciously did not go public with the cases, as the number of cases did not rise. There's been shock and consternation among many independent public health professionals as to why the public was not informed. Well, that's a tough one. Here's the thing. If there is a mosquito problem or an endemic issue of Zika being spread, yes, you have to let people know. That's a slam dunk. And I would probably agree with people's outrage on that. However, somebody testing positive for a virus, doesn't necessarily mean we need to, panic. But the thing is if these people had not traveled or had not had sex with somebody who traveled, that makes you think that Zika could be there within the country. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at gcnminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.